Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 4, 2019 to November 8, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On November 4, here were the news. NatWest, GamCare join forces for bank branch counseling pilot. Curve launches mobile offering with Samsung Pay. RedCloud launches OCR-driven payment solution. Blank checks and PO manipulation cost businesses millions. How open banking drives real-time payments traction. Commercial cards, B2B payments get a lift during earnings season. On November 5, here were the news. Teespring partners Instagram. Discover to start contactless card rollout. Alipay allows international app version for overseas visitors. Wirecard, Rinspeed team up to shape the future of mobility. Nexi and ACI Worldwide to drive payments innovation in Italy. Neom, formerly Instarem, drops bank license pursuit. Citi, turning digital payments acceptance into a corporate cash management play. To accelerate payments, Mixrails or Nixrails? Shifting logistics to the center of trade finance. On November 6, here were the news. ACI Worldwide extends partnership with Cardtronics with new solution offering. OMA SB chooses Nets for mobile payments solution. Western Union offers Jamaican Amazon.com customers a new payment option. Payment networks use tokenization to extend their reach and control. Worldline integrates WeChat Pay in Switzerland. SWIFT and EBA Clearing start development phase of EUR01 migration to ISO 20022. Fintech firms take the reins in open banking for SMBs. The expense analytics challenge of complex invoices. On November 7, here were the news. WeChat Pay now integrated into Worldline. Siam Commercial Bank, Liquid Group to allow cross-border QR payments. Semaphone's Intelligence Plus integrated into its telephone payments solution. Use of mobile wallets by U.S. consumers rebounds, study finds. SIA equity stakes change hands. Queensland Neobank preps 2020 launch. How subscriptions complicate cross-border B2B payments. Visa on challenging B2B payments status quo. How back-office fintech boosts SPA's recurring revenue opportunity. On November 8, here were the news. MasterCard, Toppy Technologies team up for wearable payments. Accor, Alibaba to facilitate services for Chinese travelers. Sphere teams with RMS for automated healthcare payments. Virtue Financial announces new business unit for capital markets. New Pharma partners with Ingenico ePayments to grow the online pharmacy industry. Rapid to provide all-in-one Singapore platform for cashless businesses. HSBC launches digital supply chain solution for Sri Lanka clothiers. Standard Chartered joins blockchain consortium EEA. Platform models gain investment backing in B2B. Salesforce on digitizing the mortgage process with an eye on millennials. Bottom line, the watershed hurdles B2B RTP must clear. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.